Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Today's a good day.
What are you saying about what's going on today in your life? Seven past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, where Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, and I, along with Rich McFadden, have conversations about what's going on in the world, so you'll have a picture in your mind about what's happening, and maybe you'll have an opinion or a thought like we do. For example, I find this to be good news. Some may agree, some may disagree. There's a switch of policy in the military so that now new military mothers are going to get 12 weeks of maternity leave. This is a family-friendly way to attract more women into the military, which the Pentagon says we need to do. Who agrees that we need more women in the military? Raise your hands, please.
We need more women in everything.
Need more qualified candidates.
More qualified. And women are more qualified than men.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying need the best candidates and the most qualified. And I think we need to throw out the window about we need 12 women and 12 men and 4 black people and 4 white people and 4 Hispanics. I mean, it's like, give me the best of the best. You're sending, you're putting your life at risk. You're protecting our country. Give me the best people. Forget what they have in their trousers. Do women wear trousers?
Okay. Forget what they have in their trousers.
It does. It drives me nuts.
Write that down. All right. So that takes care of the women going into the service. So now let's talk about men. Did you know that there are approximately 107 baby boys born for every 100 baby girls? So why are there more girls
worldwide
than there are boys? The reason is that boy babies are 25% more likely to die in infancy because girl babies are stronger and healthier than boy babies.
Huh.
So why the heck would that be? I'm wondering, why are boy... I don't have an answer to the question. I'm just asking because I'm sort of in a rhetorical way trying to figure out why it is that girls are healthier. We can see it now in the millennials, how things are changing, the roles for the sexes are changing. I've said for years and years and years that I'd rather work with women than men. They're better at most everything that needs to be done sales-wise in a business that I'm in, which is mostly sales one way or another, more efficient, better
detail.
It's
such a blanket statement, though. It's so passé for you to say that.
Why is it passé?
Women are better at everything.
Are you kidding? Passé that you look around you and see what's going on, where women in politics, women in business, ministry.
The way you put it,
I'm being sexist.
There are no good men in anything. I only want women who work with me.
There you are again.
And it's a lot.
There you go again, Richie. What did Ronald Reagan say?
There you go again.
Well, there you go again.
Yeah.
Right, well, you know, it is from a purely nature standpoint. You
survival
need women from survival of the species. Mm-hmm. You need more women than you need men.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about it.
Why?
Because men would never be able to have a baby. They'd be like, oh, it hurts.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Because women have the babies. You know, women have one baby at a time, but one man can be a dad to a lot of different babies.
Really?
So you need more women than men for survival of the species.
Women are tough, but this conversation actually sort of offends me. Because the more we have this conversation, the more it seems like I don't have the same opportunities as everybody else. And so,
sure you do. You have people like Doug Steffen saying that you should be hired instead of everybody else just because you're a female.
But he's pandering.
Right.
He's not pandering. No, I've known Doug a long time.
How do you figure I'm pandering? That's what I feel. I have always felt that way. You're just making
fun. I've known Doug a long time.
You are.
All right. Average height today for a man is 5'9". Average weight for a man is 190 pounds. Average height for men in 1960 was 5'8". The average weight was 166. Look at how that's changed.
Wow.
Men have a life expectancy of 64 years around the world, whereas women have a life expectancy of 68 years around the world.
Around the world.
Why do men die before their wives? Because they want to.
I'm kidding.
Married to you? Woo! The most common cause of death for men.
Now you'll see your husband.
Yeah. Is the most common cause for a death for men, heart disease.
Suicide.
Most common cause for women, heart disease.
And you know why women live longer from a nature standpoint?
Why is that?
Because women are needed as the grandmas to help with child keeping.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The average age of the first heart attack for a man is 66 years old.
Wow.
Men have a higher death rate for all of the 15 leading causes of death, with the exception of Alzheimer's. 5 times more women die of Alzheimer's than men. I did not know that, but wow. Maybe because they are living longer and Alzheimer's doesn't usually
probably
creep in.
Yeah. Plus,
until
we want to forget
get
all of your crap.
Probably.
Really?
But why did I marry this guy? I'll just forget about it.
I think both of my grandfathers died. One at 42, one at 70, I guess.
Really?
And then the both of my grandmothers lived well into their 80s and died of dementia.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Well, but that's a modern disease, but it's brought about by us living longer in part. It's also brought about by what we are eating, what we're exposed to in the atmosphere, all kinds of things. But you can't counter it. I'm going to go back to CeraScan next month to have my brain examined again,
yeah,
like
great.
I did
here we go
5 or 6 years ago to get an update on it and what's going on and how it's whether I still have a concern, because I had a concern when I went there 5, 6 years
ago. I remember
ago.
You were really
Richie,
upset about it.
I was for a couple of weeks.
I remember you wouldn't
case.
Say anything, and I said, Doug, what's wrong with you? I know there's something mm-hmm. wrong. And yeah. you said, how did you know? And it was obvious.
So,
you were really
according
bugged.
To them, so, I was on, by this time, I should have been on my way out.
So let me ask you, when you go back.
So why are you going back?
Right.
They were wrong. Why are you going
because
back?
I wanted to, I actually want to get with the doctor who's there to get a routine going, if you will. There's a health regimen and a supplement regimen that Fred Grover, who's the doctor involved in this, has put together and gotten quite a bit of attention, international attention, for how well it's worked with people that might have the tendency. If you get on this routine, this regimen, you will have much less of a chance. But little things like Teflon and frying
pans.
Not only
that, because now that you have the first imaging done,
right.
you go get a second imaging, you can mark
right. Yeah.
Exactly. Progress or
and if it's exactly the same as it was before, then they'll have to say, well, maybe we're right about that. If it's progressed a little, then we got to think about it. But the only thing I'm forgetting are last names. Look at every once in a while, I'll say on the air, I don't remember that person's last name. And so I ask somebody about it. I have 4 or 5 different doctors that I consult with all the time, including the 3 that are on the air here with me. And Ken brought out a study when I was with him in his office last month and said, you know, you get to this age,
yeah.
and this is how much of your brain cells are gone.
Right.
And you get to that age, and this is how much of your brain cells are gone. And so then I started looking into it. Remember earlier this week I was talking, Jennifer, about we have now 10 we are using, we're told we're using 10% of the equivalent capacity of our brain. But then some scientists have found that we have like 1 trillion more cells in our brain yeah. that nobody has ever found before.
Something is going to slip out. And we're so overwhelmed with stuff every day. I hate when I can't find a word or can't find someone's last name. And it happens to me a lot, too. I'm not necessarily
time.
Old. It just happens because you're...
All day long.
You aren't necessarily old? You are not
I'm not necessarily old. I mean, I'm not necessarily young. But, you know, in my 30s, I shouldn't be forgetting things.
Richie and I are middle-aged, and Roberta, you're young.
Thank you,
I consider. People say to me, I'm in the last third of my life. Depends on how you're measuring it. I'm not easy. I don't give in easy on things like that because I don't want to mentally or physically. And I think that's where it is. If you don't have a mental or a physical attitude that puts you at the end of the road, then that's not where you are. It's very much a part of what's in your mind as to how your body responds to it. It really is. All right, let's talk about your body a little bit more. This is the thing that has, I think, marked where I am in my own health. And much of it is due to Meredith and how clean we eat when we're together. No added sugars. She became sort of a food Nazi. She went to a seminar this past year. But you know what? A lot of great stuff came out of it. Things that we were doing before that we thought, okay, a little of this and a little of that. No. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when you need to add a boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, without the things that come from coffee or those red monster drinks or whatever they call that caffeine, you reach for Super Beets. Do what I do. Do what Rich does. Do what Jennifer does. I'm not saying Roberta does it because, I don't know, did you get your Super Beets? I always hesitate.
Yes, I did get my Super Beets. I want some more because I love them.
I know you do, Roberta. Yeah, I know you do. Super Beets are all organic. You'll get the benefits of three whole beets in just one teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste that you get if you're just going to eat the beets themselves. The secret is in the dietary nitrates in the beets. Your body converts them into nitric oxide. That's a miracle molecule that opens your arteries up, gets blood to your brain, to your muscles. 800-655-4183. Remember, it's all about the blood and getting the blood to your body. To keep you healthy, you need to feed your body, and that's what you'll do with Super Beets. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Why does a pat on the back feel so good? And why does an attaboy or an attagirl from the guy at the top make you feel like you're king of the world? Well, it's a chemical thing. Here's the science of it. When you're given a praise for a job well done, your brain is right there to make the reward even more meaningful. The perception of praise releases neurotransmitters, notably dihydroxyphenylalanine, the brain's reward chemical. With praise, it's activated, and when the praise is unexpected, the good feeling is magnified. What's the cheap psychological trick? There's no such thing as too much praise, no such thing as too many awards, and when people are surprised by your praise, the resulting good feeling can last for hours. Need more info? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Good Morning America has exposed an unlikely story. The show sent a microbiologist to inspect 14 different clothing articles, all bought from three different high and low end chains throughout New York City, to see how clean new clothing really is. Several pieces of clothing tested positive for bacteria from feces and other human bodily secretions. Oddly, in women's jackets, they found human secretions in the armpits and buttocks. One blouse even contained vaginal organisms and yeast in addition to the fecal bacteria.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
The recipe for Big Success contains five ingredients, so let's blend up a shake.
First, we'll throw in T-I-M-E, time. The other ingredients all require it. Don't waste any because you can't get more until tomorrow.
Second, we'll toss in money. How much do you need? It's a matter of individual taste.
Blend money in slowly. It multiplies if you don't go too fast. It can shrink if you go full tilt. And if you don't have enough money, you can substitute time and vice versa.
Third, we need both work and play. You may love your work, but your life will have more flavor if you play too.
Fourth, let's add some growth. More growth helps everything mix faster, so add it liberally.
Now blend it all together for big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.